Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Celtic's transfer window heats up as Callum Osman completes a medical and Sondre Oriasetter is linked once again. Are Sunderland ready to make a move for Lennon Miller? And Andy Irving opens up on a perfect Scotland debut. I'm Andrew McLean. Joining me in the studio is Ross McCormack.
Yes, Andrew. A few things going on in Scottish football right now, isn't there? Obviously off the back of a decent win for Scotland, decent performance. But I don't know about you, I'm still just counting down the days until the club football's back. I need it back. I feel as if there's, you know, your life's lost without it.
Yeah, some people enjoy this period, the transfer rumour, the speculation, waiting to see who their club are going to be linked with. Are you more of a just get the football back on a Saturday?
Oh, 100%. Don't get me wrong, I do like that that little transfer window, if you like, of teams being linked with players and are they going to get it over the line and what. I do like that, but I still like my football on a Saturday. I've got to have Saturday, Sunday football every week.
To be fair, it's not too far away. It feels like the football hasn't stopped, really. We had a Scotland doubleheader at the weekend there that you can phone and give us your opinions on that. 01419511025. There's, of course, the Club World Cup around the corner. We'll see how that takes off. There's then, I think, what's today, the 11th of June. It's the 12th of July is the day that the Premier Sports Cup kicks off. So it's just over a month until the competitive action gets going in Scotland. A lot of the teams are back in action. Are back in training, sorry, next week. So the friendlies will start to build up.
Yeah, and listen, I think especially for a few clubs, well, every club actually, the pre-season, you know, the pre-season build-up is huge for every club. But I think especially the teams with the new managers have got to go in there. They've got to get an identity, a style across to the players. The players have got to buy into it, and it's in these friendlies and probably European qualifiers is where we'll essentially see if the players are buying into it.
Yeah, the work never stops for the managers. We've seen a few deals getting done over the past few days. There's been a lot of speculation amongst other players and clubs as well. So what we want to know tonight is, what is the priority for your club in this transfer window? Maybe it's a particular position you want your team to focus on. Maybe it's getting rid of particular players that you don't feel offer anything to your club. Maybe you want more Scottish talent in your team. Whatever it is, whatever the priority is for your team in the upcoming transfer window, let us know. 0141 951 1025, because it is different for every team. Every club will be focusing. Some maybe don't have so much business to do. Others will have loads and loads of business to do. So let us know what your club's priority in the transfer window is this summer, because as I just said there, there will be some clubs that might feel quite relaxed at the moment and they have a lot of players under contract and they won't need to do too much, but there will be fans of other clubs out there that will be thinking, goodness me, we better start getting these signings through the door soon.
Yeah, and listen, I think the fans will probably have to be patient at most clubs. There's probably a lot of clubs, especially in Scotland, that will probably need one or two out the door to get money in before they can then go and strengthen. We were talking about it before. It is on topic, but it's kind of off topic. I was watching the England game, Senegal, and I said to my dad after the game, the first thing that I would do if I was the Russell Martin new Rangers manager is I'd be calling up the Senegal left back agent, because he was tremendous. Plays for Slavia Prague, probably not earning a great deal of money, won't cost a huge transfer fee. I'd be looking to get him in the door if I could do that.
You're looking for a job in this new setup?
Yeah.
Scout.
I'm going to phone the 49ers, yeah. But no, just you know, it's just one that I thought right away, probably other teams in Scotland may not be able to afford it, but Rangers for sure, the way he was playing, probably tailor made for a Russell Martin team.
01419511025 on the phones. There could be anything you want to talk about, so you can let us know what that is, what is on your mind, or we also want to hear what is the priority for your club in the transfer window. I'm sure you've got some thoughts on that. 01419511025. There will also be a priority for one of the Premiership clubs, Motherwell, still don't have a manager, which is quite something at this stage, isn't it?
Yeah, time's ticking on. I think when I was speaking about the fans need to be patient that earlier, I think that's one where, you know, you can't be patient with it. You've got to get it done as soon as, because we've seen the size of squad Motherwell have got, especially that a manager's going to have to come in there, look at what he's got and possibly get a few out the door, as well as drill a style of play into them.
Because it's not as if they've stood still. They have made moves. They've brought in a couple of players, which shows there is a structure there at the club. Stuff is getting done. But I think just from a supporter's perspective, it's probably a bit more comforting if you know who the manager is, you know, a month before the season starts.
Yeah, and listen, what I will say on that is, with Motherwell signing a couple of players with no manager, for me, I find it a little bit strange that as a player I would always, you know, probably look at who the manager is, their style of playing, would I fit into that and stuff. If you're signing for a club without a manager, it's a strange decision, but I think that needs to be... You're talking about priorities. That's 100% Motherwell's priority.
01419511025. As I say, if there's anything on your mind, anything at all football related, give us a call. Or if you want to tell us the priority for your club in this transfer window, the same number, 01419511025. Lindsay is a Celtic fan in Paisley. Lindsay, what are you thinking tonight?
It's about the return of Kieran Tierney.
Yes.
What you think with that, with his appearances from Arsenal, 144 games.
Yeah, what did you make of his spell away from the club, Ross? Because obviously there have been spells where he's been out injured. He had that loan spell at Real Sociedad. There's been some seasons where he's played more than others. What kind of player do you think Celtic are getting in Kieran Tierney on his return?
I'll be honest with you. I think it... first of all, I'll say it's a no-brainer signing, bringing him back. He's a hero to the Celtic fans. He was unbelievable. But he is, whether people like it or not, it's probably going to be a little bit of a risk. He'll be on high wages. His injury record is not great, obviously, over the last few years. So you could look at it as a risk. But I look at it, how the Arsenal fans see him. Everything that I've seen, whether it be on social media, phone-ins, anything... The Arsenal fans absolutely love him, and they're actually apologising to him online for ruining the best, you know, the best years of his career. That says a lot for me.
Yeah, when you have a look through just his time at Arsenal, with sort of total appearances in all competitions per season, the first season 24, then 38, 25, 36. He then went on loan for a season at Real Sociedad, where he played 26 games. He still played 20 games in all competitions last season. A lot of those were off the bench. Towards the end of the season, he was even coming off the bench as a winger at times as well. But maybe those figures aren't as bad as some people are making out.
No, I didn't even realise them figures, to be fair. But what do you say, did he have two seasons there with 36 appearances?
38 in all competitions in one of them, 36 in another.
I think 36, 38 games a season for Celtic, I think that would be considered good business still for me to come back and play 38 games a season for Celtic. And I always think he signed 4 or 5 year deals. So if he can get them level of appearances in probably some of the bigger games, no disrespect to some of the smaller teams, but if he could be available for most of the big games and play 38 games a season, I think it's a great signing.
How are you feeling about it, Lindsay?
I just feel like the state of the park is well in Scotland. You know, he can pull up, he won't be as fast as what he used to be going forward.
Yeah, you do wonder about that. I mean, people kind of talk about Kieran Tierney as if he's older than he is, but just because he's been around for so long, I think that's he's maybe a victim of that. But he is only 28 years old, so Celtic signing him on a 5 year deal, he'll still feel he's got 5 years plus to give the club.
Definitely, yes. And just to what Lindsay's saying there is spot on, but you'll probably find games away to Livingston on that pitch that probably Tierney won't play. They'll rest him for them games, so they'll probably manage him over the first, especially 6 months. He's got an injury right now, so he'll be looking to come back, be fit for pre-season and get going again. But I think there'll still be an element of the Celtic medical staff probably managing him through his first 6 months to make sure that he gets up to the levels and stays at them levels.
I think generally the tone that I've seen from Celtic fans online, Lindsay, is that, you know, they're all excited, really excited that Kieran Tierney's back. Are you more cautious than that?
I think with the money Celtic's got, they would, I thought they would have went out and say, but players not, I mean, it's fit. I mean, you're going to have games like Rangers games like last season. Rangers weren't far behind us last season.
But Lindsay, it's a squad game as well, isn't it? That I know Celtic obviously last season had Greg Taylor and, you know, backup options there as well. Jeffrey Slupp came in the second half of the season, Alex Vai in the first season. Is a big priority for Celtic making sure that they do have that backup option. And the thing is, Kieran Tierney could well come in, may play 50, 60 games across the season for Celtic, not pick up a single injury and have a fantastic time. But is the priority making sure that there is that quality backup that Celtic can maybe rest them at times if they need to?
There's going to have to be. Listen, whether it was Kieran Tierney coming in as first choice left back or signing someone else, they're still going to have a backup left back anyway of a decent standard. Whether that's Slip, whether that's Taylor staying, who knows what's going to happen there. But listen, as I said there, if Kieran Tierney comes into the club and he gets his fitness levels right and he can play between 35 and 40 games a season for Celtic, then for me it's a top signing.
Lindsay, you're saying you're wanting to see money spent. What's the priority now? Where do you want to see that money spent? What positions does Celtic need to look at?
It looks like Greg Taylor's leaving, right? They'll maybe get another left back in then, wouldn't they?
You'd expect that would be the money. What sort of route do you think Celtic would go down? I think we talked about this last night. If Celtic were to get a backup, you'd assume Kieran Tierney is going to come in. He's going to be Celtic starting left back. There's no doubt about that. Then attracting someone to come in that knows they're going to be the backup to Kieran Tierney. What sort of level are you looking at? Are you looking at a young player that needs to develop? Or are you looking at someone that, you know, maybe has been a backup elsewhere that's quite happy to do that?
It's a tough one. It depends what the player that you're signing wants. But as I've just said there, Celtic play 60 games a season. If Kieran Tierney comes and he's only playing 35, that means they're going to sign another left back who's going to get 25 games a season. For a backup player, 25 games a season is a very good return. But in terms of the level that they could go and sign, I would imagine it would probably be something along the lines of a Jeffrey Slupp.
That was the point Brendan Rodgers was making, and I think this was in a way where he was being asked about Greg Taylor's future. He was almost trying to convince Greg Taylor through the media that it would be a good, you know, thing for him to stay on at Celtic. He was saying that there is a place in the squad for two quality left backs. Celtic play, you know, 60 games a season. They will rotate. They do have big games that both can play in. So it shows that Brendan Rodgers is willing to do that, but all the signs at the moment kind of point towards Greg Taylor wanting that move away.
Yeah, and listen, it depends on the conversations that Greg's had with the manager. For me, looking at it as well, Kieran Tierney, I watch him for Scotland. I know he plays on the left-hand side of a back three, but for me, in the games in the SPL, Kieran Tierney could 100% play left centre-back, and that solves a big issue for Celtic as well. You've got to remember, a lot of Celtic fans weren't happy with
Liam Scales.
Liam Scales, yes, and Austin Trusty as well. So if Kieran Tierney comes in, he could easily play left centre-half, and especially in the games in the Scottish Premiership.
Spoke about that with Marvin Bartley last night. He wasn't overly convinced about Kieran Tierney playing in that position. He felt that in the very odd occasion when it was needed, he could slot in there. But we've seen him do it for Scotland. I'm sure he's done it and played at centre-back for Scotland. He did it at Celtic before playing as a centre-back in a four. I mean, we've obviously seen it as a three for Scotland. Could that be something Celtic utilise quite often, whether that's, you know, immediately or whether that's maybe in the long term?
I don't know. Brendan Rodgers would have to then completely change how he probably sees the game if he was to go to a back five. But
no, but meaning if it's a back four and he's playing as the left centre back of a back four, could you see that as being a solution
all
for
day long
Kieran Tierney going forward?
All day long. I think probably maybe about 10 years ago when a lot of teams used to play with target men and they would pump the ball long and it was a physical battle. But most of the teams in the Premiership look to play football now the right way, pass the ball, keep it on the deck. Kieran Tierney's not really going to be exposed lots of times if you think back to, you know, Even when, I'm trying to think, John Sutton, for talking's sake, was at Motherwell, and everything was get across into the back post and try and isolate one of the centre. That doesn't necessarily happen now. Kieran Tierney could easily play in a back four at Celtic.
Lindsay, Callum Osmond, the 19-year-old Fulham striker, has completed a medical. It looks as if he is going to be joining the club in the next couple of days. The Celtic still need another striker on top of that, do you feel, with Kyogo leaving in January?
Well, they've got Maeda, Kenny and Ademida. I think they should be looking at a winger.
Yeah, that certainly seems to be a lot of the signings pointing to that. Celtic have been linked with quite a few wingers in the past few days. Do you think that's more of an immediate thing than a striker, Ross? Or could you see Brendan Rodgers going for both in this
window? It could be either or, to be honest, whether it's a striker or a left winger, because if you sign a striker, then obviously Dyson Maeda will go left wing. If you can only go and get a left winger and you can't get a striker that you want, then Dyson Maeda plays through the middle. But what this does for me is the young boy Osmond, who's coming from Fulham, it probably doesn't look good if you're Johnny Kenny. Because you're a young boy and they've went out and signed another sort of young striker, you'd be wondering what path his career's going to take now.
Do you feel there's maybe not enough room in the squad for both of them then?
Well, there's not. If you only play one up front, there's no point in carrying a squad with four out and out strikers, is there? Let's be honest. For me, I was big last season, and I gave a lot of criticism to Ademida for his performances. I didn't think he was great last season. Listen, he still scored 20 goals, but just think overall his performances weren't great. So I'm big in the camp that if I was Celtic, I'd be going out and trying to get a top class striker.
Do you go along with that, Lindsay, that maybe this arrival of Callum Osmond could, you know, is a bit of a worry for someone like Johnny Kenny?
Well, Kenny got a good reputation in the Confidence League, and I watched him against Ross County when he came on. The boy ran himself in the ground. The same as the Polish boy at the back for Celtic. I don't know why he's not getting a game either in front of Scales and everyone else, you know.
Yeah, Mike Navrotsky was an interesting case, wasn't he? Because any time he's come in, he's looked solid, he's put in a performance, but just hasn't really been fancied, has he?
Yeah, that's it, you've hit the nail on the head there. I think sometimes it's just the way football is, that some managers like you and some managers don't fancy, and I think it's probably been proven over the course of the season that Navrotsky's probably just not a Brendan Rodgers type of centre-half.
Well, thank you to Lindsay. 01419511025 if you've got any thoughts to add to that. Maybe you want to tell us what the priority is for your club in this transfer window. We want to hear whether it's a certain position that the manager of your club needs to be looking at. Maybe there are certain players that need to be shipped out to help the wage bill. Maybe it's more of a Scottish contingent that you're looking for in your squad. Give us a call, 01419511025. What is the priority for your team in this transfer window? And while you think about that and give us a call, let's play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Ross McCormack has a 100% record in the Super Scoreboard Beat the Pundit Summer League. He has only played once, but he's won that. Can you put an end to his 100% record? For your chance to take on Ross McCormack at Beat the Pundit, ring 01419511025 now.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Ross McCormack here with me, Andrew McLean, on tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, and we want to hear from you whether you've got any thoughts generally about football in Scotland. 01419511025. But tonight we want to know, what's the priority for your club in this upcoming transfer window? Simple question. What is the priority? 01419511025. Have a think about that while we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
It's like a sort of Leicester story at the moment. You are bottom of the table and then all of a sudden you're now right up there. You've only played once and we're only about 2 weeks into the Summer League, but you've got an 100% record and you're looking to protect it.
The second thing you said is, that's the main thing, 100% record. So the confidence is high, but let's be honest, it could be shot down.
Could drop down to 50% in an instant. Marvin Bartley, though, has played three and won three, so he is a man on fire at the moment. So you've got that to follow up after his win yesterday. It's going to be Paul in Paisley that plays you tonight. How are you, Paul?
I'm good, thanks, Andrew. How are you doing, Will?
Fancy your chances against Ross?
I played worse once, and it, I have to say, beat me once, but it was quite close.
Oh, did he?
Maybe 5-4 or something, I think it was. It was a tight game.
I'll tell you what, Ross was bottom of the table last season for all of our regular pundits, so it's not the best advert for yourself, Paul, but
well,
make sure you go out and get revenge tonight.
I beat Hugh Cleveland's other time, so...
Okay, right. That's all right. Let's see if Paul can get himself a positive record. We will put Greatest Hits Radio in the ear of Ross McCormack so he can't hear us. And Paul, you played it a couple of times before, but 30 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can. Remember, you can pass as well. Is that all good?
Yep, sounds good. Thanks. Let's
do it. Ryan Porteous currently plays for which club?
Middlesbrough.
In what country is the Club World Cup taking place?
Argentina.
Who has Kieran Tierney made more appearances for, Arsenal or Celtic?
Celtic.
What nationality is new Dundee United striker Zach Sapsford?
Austrian.
True or false, Willie Miller is Lennon Miller's uncle?
False.
Which Senegalese striker signed on a season-long loan for Celtic in 2004?
Pass.
Okay, we will bring back in Ross McCormack. Can you hear us?
Yes.
30 seconds on the clock. Let's do it. Ryan Porteous currently plays for which club?
Watford.
In what country is the World Club Cup taking place?
America.
Who has Kieran Tierney made more appearances for, Arsenal or Celtic?
Celtic.
What nationality is new Dundee United striker Zach Sapsford?
Pass.
True or false, Willie Miller is Lennon Miller's uncle?
False.
Which Senegalese striker signed on a season-long loan for Celtic in 2004?
Henry Kamara.
How many current Scottish Premiership clubs has Derek McInnes been in charge of?
Four.
Jamie Brandon has just signed for Kilmarnock. From which club?
Dundee United.
Okay, how do you feel that went, Paul?
Well, just tying up my
note. Oh, take that all day.
Right, let's go through them. You never know. It might not have been too bad. Ryan Porteous currently plays for which club? I think Paul said Middlesbrough.
He was on loan at Preston, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. But his parent club is Watford. So that is the correct answer for Ross McCormack. He goes 1-0 up. In what country is the Club World Cup taking place? You got it right, Ross McCormack, and go 2-0 up. It is the USA. Who is Kieran Tierney made more appearances for, Arsenal or Celtic? Played 144 games for Arsenal, 170 for Celtic. So you both got it right, 3-1 to Ross McCormack. What nationality is new Dundee United striker Zach Sapsford? You passed on that one, didn't you, Ross?
Yeah.
Paul said Austrian. He was close, not geographically, but it's Australian. So we almost got there, but it remains 3-1 to Ross McCormack. True or false, Willie Miller is Lennon Miller's uncle. You both got that right. That is, of course, false. It goes 4-2 to Ross McCormack. Which Senegalese striker signed on a season-long loan for Celtic in 2004? It was a pass from Paul. Henri Kamara is a great shout from you, Ross McCormack, who goes 5-2 up. He had the chance to wheel away and get another couple on the board, but he didn't get either of them right. How many current Scottish Premiership clubs has Derek McInnes been in charge of? Three. You said four. It's three: Hearts, Kilmarnock and Aberdeen. Of course, he did manage St Johnstone, but they are now a Championship club and not a Premiership club. And Jamie Brandon has just signed for Kilmarnock. From which club? It's Livingston was the answer. Captain Livingston last season. Unlucky, Paul. It's a 5-2 win for Ross McCormack.
Oh, no, listen, credit where credit's due. I think I take the credit for giving Ross the bounce he needed the first time I played him. So he's been on a winning streak since then, I think. So
is Paul just your mate that's phoning in to give you three wins? Is that it?
Anytime I'm on, just make sure you phone up, Paul.
I think that's it. And all you're just going to sneak a signed ball out of here and give it to Paul on the sly, aren't you?
Yeah,
just
he deserves it.
Yeah, right.
What was that to say about Hugh Evans when I beat him through? So
that's a good point. He has a shocker the odd time though, so that could have been a bad day.
No, when you got that Celtic answer with a season long loan, I mean that's a one in one all the day long too.
That was a good answer. Well done to Ross McCormack. Paul, you are a Rangers fan. Have you got any thoughts on what's happening at Rangers at the moment?
It was just to see what you guys think. Ross being an ex-player and everything else like that as well with Rangers. Have you watched that clip with the 56 pass with MK Dons that's been going viral and talked about since Russell Martin came in? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Now, I watched it, and I'll be honest with you. Two things about it. I go to the games quite regularly and whatnot, right? But I was watching halfway through, and I still enough, 56 passes, great. but I was actually bored watching it, right? And I don't know if it's modern day football or it's the Pep Guardiola way of playing, but this possession based, when you've got wingers got the ball up the top end, they pass it all the way back to defence, when in fact you could just whip the ball in, goalkeeper makes a mistake or it bounces off of someone and goes in. And I don't see the difference. I was hoping we'd have a complete different structure, right? But my worry, my red flag would be to Russell Martin. And I hope I'll back him. You know, he's the gaffer and everything else, so I'll back him. And I'll give him 100%. But my red flag is, that's the way we played last year. We already dominate Scottish football. Rangers and Celtic do that. We already come out with 70-80% possession, right? There's nothing different there. My worry is, we don't do much with the ball with it. So it just takes Motherwell and St Mirren, what they've been doing. They've been going up, nicking a goal, and then all of a sudden, we're still playing 20, 30 minutes trying to get a goal. And it's boring. It is boring as a Rangers fan. And if he doesn't get this right, and if it's the same style of play, you've seen the attendance at Ibrox towards the end of Clermont train, it'll get worse. That's my red flag on it. I don't know what you guys think, but I don't like possession-based football. If it's done right, Lewis and Nicky's PSG is different. Do you know what I mean?
How do you view it, Ross? Because obviously possession is one thing. MK Dons was obviously Russell Martin's first job, and you know his style and his coaching will have evolved since then, but I think he's obviously kept the same philosophy. But what Rangers fans like Paul will want, yes, they want that possession football, but they'll want possession with intent to go forward and get the ball forward quickly as well.
You're right in saying there, Andrew, that was his first job. So I think what he done at MK Dons, yes, it was decent, but it was League One in England. It's a completely different level now, being the Rangers boss. But I would just go back to what he done two seasons ago in the Championship at Southampton. He had probably some of the best players in the Championship playing in the Championship. So the style of play that he put on them was all to get them good players into an area where they can break teams down and do something. Scored a lot of goals in the Championship, I must admit. I was at the playoff final. He beat my team Leeds in the final as well. But for what he'd done that year in the Championship, I think the Rangers owners probably looked at that and thought, right, okay, that's something that we could replicate here at Ibrox. I think Russell will be good at Rangers. I certainly don't think the Rangers fans will be bored, because from what I've seen when he was playing against lesser teams when he was at Southampton, it was very, very exciting to watch.
Paul, does that help you in any way?
Well, go back to you, Ross. Would you say that 56 pass thing for MK Dons was exciting to watch?
No, yeah, right. That clip was boring.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it was boring. I'd rather watch paint dry. I don't want to see Rangers just ping-ponging a ball, and that doesn't get you 3 points.
Unfortunately, that's just the way football seems to be going at the minute, Paul. There's a lot of young managers and stuff that are adopting that possession-based football now. I'm like you. I enjoy having possession of the football, but it's got to be with a purpose. It's got to be to get to the other end of the pitch as quickly as possible and have an end product.
You know, I think PSG's changed the dynamics of that, because I watched Lewis and Nicky's team, who, again, possession based, but it was attack, 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 but having a bit of solid back in the defence, whereas the Guardiola way is just you're pinging the ball right up, getting great spaces, and then all of a sudden you're pinging it all the way back. Do you know what I mean?
So I know exactly what you're saying, but I think football comes in cycles. PSG are probably because they're the best at that sort of style of football in Europe right now, and rightly you allude to it. I think they are great to watch, but I think they've got probably some of the best players to play that way. When you talk about Dembele at his pace, Kvaratskhelia, I'm not even going to try and say that.
Kvaratskhelia.
yeah, Kvaratskhelia, Desiree Doué on the right as well. So the players that they've got in them areas enables them to get it to them. Vitinha in midfield, one touch pass, keeps it moving very quickly. Rangers haven't, unfortunately, they haven't got the players to go and adopt that style of play, so we'll have to come up with something. But like I said there, the way they played in the Championship at Southampton, I think Rangers fans should be excited by what he can bring to Rangers.
Rangers managers in the past few years, quite a few of them have been, you know, criticised for not being able to break down teams and unlock teams. Is that the biggest challenge for Russell Martin, making sure that he can not only go in and dominate these teams, but making sure that they can be a danger to these teams at all times in the game? We see Celtic do it. They dominate the ball, but they also get so many entries into the box, got so many shots on target. Rangers haven't really been able to do that over a sustained period.
Yeah, and listen, it's a an ex-player, I've played against teams who come in, they sit with 10 players behind the ball and look to counter-attack. It's not easy to break down. If you look at England the other day as well, when they were away to whoever it was, they struggled, and they've got Jude Bellingham, who's worth 200 million quid or whatever it is, Harry Kane, who scores 50 goals a season. It's not easy. So there needs to be a level of patience, but I totally get what Paul's coming at. There's a line with this type of football where it does become boring and just passing for the sake of it, but I don't think Russell Martin will be like that.
Well, thank you to Paul. What about James, who's a Rangers fan, up next? What are you thinking about the season ahead?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good season for Rangers, you know.
Excited? You think the appointment of Russell Martin is the right one? Is he the man that's going to be able to get Rangers to challenge?
Yeah, I'm excited for the new season, you know.
What is it about Russell Martin's appointment that has you excited?
Just the players he'll buy, you know. I think Big Suter done well for Scotland the other night, you know, man. He defended well, but McTominay's a great player as well. He won the international with Napoli. McTominay's a good player.
McTominay is a good player. You're saying he should be an option for
he's
Rangers,
not coming
James?
To Rangers, no way.
Rangers, you know.
I think he's maybe, I know that there's the takeover, he's maybe slightly out of Rangers price range, especially the way he's playing, but you know, James has got a bit of optimism there, and there will be that optimism from Rangers supporters with the takeover and the fact that, you know, there's been that initial investment this summer and players will be bought and they're being linked with players at the moment, but all it is excitement at the moment. There's a long summer to go for Rangers fans to analyse and wait and see exactly how this is all going to play out.
Yeah, but listen, these Rangers fans have paid a hell of a lot of money over the last however many years to watch the team. They deserve to be excited. They deserve it. Why not dream? Now, don't get me wrong, I think success this season for Rangers is winning a cup and closing the gap on Celtic. I don't think that Russell Martin is going to be this magician who all of a sudden goes in and he takes over from Celtic. I think that will be probably, you know, 4, 5, 6 transfer windows down the line. So I think success is just trying to get closer to Celtic and probably winning one or two of the cups.
What do you think the priority area is for Russell Martin going into this transfer window?
Well, the way he plays, it's got to be on. I think Taverney will be safe at right back. I think he's got to play. Suter is a worry for me because if they put all the eggs in Suter's basket, you know, Celtic fans talk about Kieran Tierney's injury record. John Suter probably might not be far off that. But if he could be fit, for me, he's tailor-made to play in that the way Russell Martin wants to play. For me, it's a left-sided centre-half and a left-back. That will be his two key positions. I think they've got the sitting midfielder in Raskin who can play that way. But for me, possibly even a goalkeeper as well. I think Jack Butland's got a lot of qualities, but I don't think with the ball at his feet is probably one of his best qualities. So
is that a position you could see Russell Martin maybe changing?
Yeah, I think also with the way with this takeover and new owners come in, they may be looking at Jack Butland and thinking we could get 2, 3, 4 million here from a team down south and go and get a keeper that Russell Martin can play with. I think they're probably right now the three key areas for Rangers so that Russell Martin can have a good start to his Rangers career.
Quite strong links yesterday in Greece. AEK Athens reportedly in talks with Rangers over a potential move for Cyril Dessers. Where would you stand on that? He's got 51 goals over the last two seasons for Rangers, but safe to say, splits opinion of the Rangers supporters. Is he someone Russell Martin needs to keep, or is he someone that Rangers maybe need to try and cash in on?
That's a tough one for me.
Split opinion in your head as well.
It is, yes, because I like Dessers. I understand the arguments about him missing all these chances, but we were chatting before we came on here as well about strikers. You would rather have a striker who's missing chances but continues to get into them areas than a striker who's not in them areas very often. 50-odd goals in 2 years. I think if he was maybe 25, 26, you know, you'd be thinking keep him, but I think he's probably at the tip of his or the top, sorry, of his value. I think if they get a good offer, 4, 5, 6 million quid, I think they'll take it.
Well, thank you to James. Still time to get your calls in, 01419511025. We want to know what the priority for your team in this transfer window is. While you have a think about that and call us, let me tell you about this. you thought it was big last week, it's even bigger this week on Make Me a Winner. £537,000 is ready to be won, and we want to drop it into your bank account. So to get 100 entries into the draw, text BANK to 61025. Texts are £10 plus your standard network rate. For one entry, text YES to 61025. Texts are £250 plus your standard network rate. Or call 03434 269340. Calls are charged at the standard rate as well. It's over 18s only. Online entry and all the rules for this rail network competition are at makemeawinner.co.uk. Lines close at 5 o'clock on Friday, and then one person will win £537,000. All you need to do at that point is answer our call. The cash is instantly yours. Easy as that. So text YES to 61025 now.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the final part of tonight's Clyde One Super Scoreboard, but still time for you to get involved on the phones. 0141 951 1025. We want to hear what the priority for your club in this upcoming transfer window is, or if there's anything else you want to talk about. 0141 951 1025. In the last few minutes, I've just seen some breaking news from the Scottish Sun. They are saying that Mark Jackson has emerged as a candidate for the Motherwell job. We were mentioning earlier on that, of course, still that vacancy. Michael Vimmer leaving a few weeks ago. They haven't filled that role. And Mark Jackson, who is the Central Coast Mariners manager, easy for me to say, is one of the front runners. Someone you're aware of, Ross?
Yeah, I know him from time, obviously, living down in Leeds. I think he was the under-23s manager. Really good guy. Plays a nice brand of football. I think he's done really well over at the Mariners, and it could be perfect timing because that season's just finished. So stay tuned, I suppose.
Are you maybe not surprised? You say the brand of football that he plays, is that something that Motherwell fans could potentially be excited about?
Yeah, every right to be if he does take over. Really good guy. Done really well at the start of his managerial career as well, so I think it would be an interesting but probably a good appointment for Motherwell.
If it is to be Mark Jackson or whether it is to be someone else, one of the main points of call when it comes to Motherwell this summer is Lennon Miller. There's been another link with him today. He seems to be linked with another club every couple of days. I think Sunderland, the most recent linked with them. Is that a move you could see happening, or what, is it one that you think is the right move, the wrong move for him?
I think put that in the bin. Yeah, I don't think he'll be going to Sunderland, to be honest.
Why is that?
Sunderland this year, I think, will struggle and struggle badly. I think they'll get relegated pretty convincingly. I don't think Lennon Miller at the stage of his career will be wanting any part of that. Looks if, to me, he's probably going to go abroad. I think it would suit him. For me, I like the, we were talking about this earlier, I like the Strasbourg link. Having two seasons over there and then going to Chelsea, I think that would be great for him personally and also Scottish football.
Because there's that obvious stepping stone, that obvious progression, that if it works out, then there's the easy link.
Yeah, because I think if he goes to a team who's probably a bigger club than Strasbourg, the worry is that you go and get lost and you don't. Now, I'm not saying he's not good enough to play for some of these clubs, but if it doesn't start too great for him, he could get lost. But I think if he goes to a team like Strasbourg, and I'm sure the manager is Liam Rossini, who used to be at Hull. I love the way he plays, loved him at Hull, and he's a really good guy. I think it'd be very good for Lennon Miller, but it's obviously not up to me.
He may well have been thinking of going abroad anyway. There's been those links, but given the fact that, you know, we've seen Lewis Ferguson having success at Bologna, Scott McTominay and Billy Gilmore doing so well over in Italy, plenty of other Scottish players are doing well abroad. Is that now a real attractive option for someone like Lennon Miller, who's a young player, that the obvious route just used to be going down to England or going to Celtic or Rangers, essentially, that there's maybe this new avenue that's opened up that young Scottish players think that? Yeah, that could be the move now.
You're right to say it. Probably 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't even have thought about a Scottish player going to a Serie A or a La Liga or something. But our players have went over there now for a number of years and done really well. Obviously, your Lewis Ferguson's, McTominay's and Gilmore's gets the headlines. But you think of someone like a Josh Doig, Aaron Hickey done really well at Bologna, even the boy who used to be at Hibs, his name escapes me, used to be at Celtic as well, midfielder. He's been over there for years.
Ewan Henderson.
Yes, that's the one. He's been fantastic over there for years, so that is an avenue that is open to our young boys.
Well, let's speak to Jack, who is on the line. Jack is a Celtic fan. What are you thinking tonight?
Oh, it's just the Taylor situation. Taylor's had all the chances in the world to sign on for many years it's to be. But Taylor is feared with Tierney coming to Celtic. And he's threw the toys out the pram. I mean, he's done well at Celtic and he's played well at Celtic. But I wouldn't be held to ransom with Taylor want this, want this. No clubs is jumping over each other to get to Taylor.
I mean, there's certainly he's been linked with moves away. There's no suggestion that he's holding Celtic to ransom at all and that he's throwing his toys out the pram, Jack. But can you not see the logic that maybe if he has been Celtic's starting left-back for years and he's been part of a successful team that's won so many trophies, that if he feels he's maybe not going to play as much next season and he's achieved lots with the club, that he might feel he'll want a new adventure?
But as I say, with Tierney coming, it's put the frighteners on him. At least if Taylor's going to be there, he'll play at least 40 games a season. And he's getting paid. I mean, if he's on the bench, he's still getting paid. He's still making money.
But maybe not that's not maybe the be-all and end-all for all players, Jack, that money is the whole thing. Maybe they want to go out and they want to play and they want to experience new things.
He's got plenty of experience, but it's a true saying, better the devil you know. I mean, it happened time and time again. At wins wanted away from Rangers or Celtic. They go abroad. Only three have made it or four, and they've made it big time. But Taylor, he's 28 years of age. Not a fullback, you know.
This.
And he's wanting to shift.
Jack, for me, this ain't down to finance. This is just down to the simple fact that if it was any other left back, and I think Greg Taylor over the years has proven this, that any left back who's came to Celtic, and there's been a few, he's backed himself to get the better of them and have that starting jersey, and he's done it. Kieran Tierney is just a different level and a different kettle of fish. If Kieran Tierney's fit, he plays, end of story.
I know that perfectly well.
So it's nothing to do with finance, then they need
a backup, right? And who better to know the game than Taylor? Has been there how long?
But what if he doesn't want to be a backup?
He doesn't want to be a backup. That's what this boils down to. He wants to go and play more or less every week somewhere else, and he deserves that for what he's done at Celtic. Let's be honest, he's been part of a hugely successful Celtic team.
That's just my opinion. I think he's holding them, just waiting to see what their next move is. And I would just say, on you go.
Does it seem like a more natural parting of the ways than how Jack's describing it? Greg Taylor's contract is up and he maybe feels that with Kieran Tierney coming back that this could be an opportunity for him to go out having won everything, you know, domestically over and over again at Celtic over the years, that this might be the right opportunity for him to go out and see what else there is for him in his career.
Yeah, I think it is. Listen, I think as I was getting to there, talking about him deserving it, he does, because he's too good a left back to be sat in the sidelines for 75% of the season, let's be honest. So he's not looking at it thinking, I can get an extra 10 grand, 15 grand a week here. He's probably going to get the same money elsewhere that Celtic might have offered him. He's not going to command massive wages elsewhere. But what he is going to do is he's going to take in a new experience, a new league, and play every single game. That's why he's doing it. It's nothing to do with trying to get an extra £2,000-£3,000 a week out of Celtic.
Is there that risk element as well, though, that Jack's talking about, that he could well go and join another club and it may not go well for him? He might end up as a backup at another club, and you know, he can't judge that, but it is all about taking that risk at this point in his career.
Yeah, it is a risk, but then he'll probably be looking at it going, well, the next club that he goes to, he's not fighting against some Celtic hero, Celtic legend, who, if he's fit, every single fan of that club wants him to play, so he'll get a fair crack at it.
What else are you hoping to see Celtic do this window, Jack?
Thanks for letting me on. Just that I've been saying this for weeks, that why are they bothering about do the papers, sign or do this? Why? Let him go, right? Tierney's coming back, and all the best to Kieran Tierney. And whoever gets the job, you know, whoever comes in after him.
Yeah, Brendan Rodgers certainly seemed keen to keep Greg Taylor. He said it, you know, publicly, but do you think at this point it is done? He will leave. Do you not see a way back for that now? Would he have signed now if he was going to stay?
Well, listen, he's known for a number of weeks how long that Kieran Tierney is coming back. So I think if he was going to sign a new club, as I said there, I don't think Celtic, with Greg Taylor's end to the season, I thought he was great when he came in. But what he done at the end of the season is not going to warrant Celtic and Brendan Rodgers to go, right, there's an extra 10 grand a week while we stay. The offer will still be the same. I can't see him signing. And like I said there, he deserves to go to another club.
Well, thank you to Jack. Just finally, we've had a message in from Marvin Bartley. He's clearly not happy that you're up there at the top of the table with him on Beat the Pundit, because the caller's answer to in what country is the Club World Cup taking place, he said Argentina. And I've just had a message from Marvin saying, Argentina, do me a favour. He's clearly not happy with the standard of opposition that you're up against. I don't know whether he thinks that we're rigging this to give you some easy competition or not, but he's not having it. Clearly, it's just showing Marvin's competitive side.
I'm going to be honest, he's probably got a point, hasn't he? What am I doing up there? What am I doing up there?
Who knows? Maybe Ross will be able to continue that streak next week. But thank you to all for all your calls tonight. Thank you for listening, joining us on the live stream as well. Thank you to Ross McCormack. I'll be back tomorrow night from 6 until 7 with Simon Donnelly, and it's Callum Gallagher who is up next.